Okay, let's unpack this. Electrolytes.
Mm.
For you, especially if you're focused on, optimizing your daily performance, it's a term you probably hear a lot.
Definitely. You see the sports drinks everywhere.
Exactly. But our deep dive today, it's not just the basics. We're looking at the sources to find those subtle but really crucial distinctions.
Yeah.
When do these minerals actually work for your specific goals?
And where does the common understanding maybe fall a bit short?
Right. Because frankly, there's a lot of hype out there too.
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is how these tiny powerhouses, they aren't just for like marathon runners. Our sources show they play surprising roles in things like cognitive function, even mood, stuff that affects you, even if you're having a pretty sedentary day.
Interesting.
So, yeah, our mission today is to cut through that marketing buzz, give you clear, actionable facts on how electrolytes can really empower your well-being.
And critically, when they're truly necessary for you, and maybe when they're, well, not.
Precisely. And for whom?
Okay, so let's picture this. If your body's like a complex electrical grid, electrolytes, they're the wires, the conductors.
That's a great analogy.
Minerals like sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, when they dissolve in your body fluids, they carry this electric charge.
And that electrical charge is everything. It's incredibly dynamic. It's what powers the little pumps in your cell membranes.
Like the sodium potassium pump.
Exactly that one. Think of it like tiny, super fast electrical signals directing every message your brain sends out, powering every single muscle twitch.
Wow.
It's fundamental for transmitting those nerve impulses. It lets your brain talk seamlessly to your whole body. Without those charges, well, things start to falter.
Leading to things like muscle weakness or cramps.
Debilitating cramps sometimes, yeah,
Right.
as our sources detail, the internal communication network just breaks down.
But we're not just talking feeling good, but direct support for your bodies, like command center and movement systems.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just preventing a cramp during exercise.
You mean hydration?
Yes, they play a vital role there too, helping your cells actually absorb and hold on to water more effectively, truly optimizing your fluid balance.
Okay, that makes sense.
And something often overlooked, their role in balancing your body's pH levels, keeping everything in that optimal harmony for your cells to function at their peak.
Peak cellular function. So that brings up the big question, right? When do you really need to think about getting more electrolytes than what you'd normally get from just, a balanced diet?
That's key. Your body's pretty good at managing things on its own most of the time.
Right.
But the sources are clear. They become particularly beneficial during intense physical activity, especially if it's going on for, say, 60 minutes or more.
Okay, like long runs or intense gym session.
Exactly. Or when you're sweating buckets, really hot conditions, you're losing a lot of salt then.
Makes sense.
And they're also crucial if you're losing fluids rapidly because you're sick, think vomiting or diarrhea. Rapid replenishment is really key there.
That timing is crucial. But the sources we looked at also point out something else, a potential pitfall, really.
Which is?
Not all electrolyte sources are created equal,
Right.
right? Many of those commercial sports drinks, they're packed with sugar.
Oh, definitely. They're essentially sugar bombs, often with artificial stuff thrown in too.
Which kind of defeats the purpose.
It can, yeah. If we look at the bigger picture, okay, maybe convenient for an elite athlete in a specific race scenario, but for most people, all that added sugar can contribute to weight gain, dental issues. It can even upset your stomach and work against hydration.
So for just everyday activities, what then?
Honestly, plain water is almost always sufficient. Your body handles it. But here's where our deep dive gets really critical. The danger isn't always deficiency, it's overconsumption.
Getting too much.
Exactly. While not getting enough gets the headlines, for many people, the real insight from the data is that too much can be seriously harmful.
So it's about avoiding excess, particularly if you've got other health things going on.
Precisely. We're talking potentially dangerous imbalances in sodium or potassium.
Okay.
And if you have underlying conditions, maybe kidney disease or high blood pressure, this can lead to serious problems: fatigue, confusion, muscle weakness, even irregular heart rhythms.
Wow, those aren't minor side effects.
No, they can be medically significant. It underscores the need to be careful and, always check with your doctor if you have concerns or chronic conditions. Don't just start chugging electrolyte supplements without thinking.
That really highlights making informed choices. Okay, but the good news is getting these essential conductors doesn't have to be complicated or involve sugary drinks, right?
Not at all. Whole foods are fantastic sources.
Like what?
Think juicy fruits, strawberries, bananas, oranges. They're packed with potassium and natural sugars. Leafy greens like spinach and kale, great for magnesium and calcium.
Plus in seeds, too.
Absolutely. Nuts, seeds, even dairy products contribute. Or for a really simple, natural approach, just make your own. Super easy. Water, a little pinch of good quality salt like sea salt or pink Himalayan, maybe a splash of fruit juice for some flavor and extra minerals. Cost effective too.
Simple. Okay, so bringing it all together then, what's the bottom line for your personal strategy?
Well, electrolytes are without doubt foundational. They power your body's critical systems, nerves, muscles, everything, especially crucial when you're pushing your limits or recovering from illness.
But your body is incredibly smart. Often a balanced diet and just plain water are perfectly fine.
That's right.
For those specific moments, those times of higher demand, really understanding the nuances of electrolytes that empowers you and helps you make optimized choices for your health, for your performance.
So the question for you listening is, what stands out to you about how these tiny vital charges impact your daily vitality? How might this deeper understanding maybe shift how you approach your own hydration and nutrition going forward?